All right, dudes and dudettes, welcome back to another podcast. My name is Chloe. If you are new here, welcome to anything involving my life. If you are not new here, then this podcast is going to be a little interesting. So, for those of you who know me, I'm definitely the most realest person out there as far as communicating about things. Basically, you all know my life. At the beginning, towards August, I talked about a podcast about college, basically what I thought of it and all sorts of stuff. This podcast is going to be a little bit different because it's basically going to be my voice to first years. Yes, I'm still a first year, but this podcast is basically pointing towards those who are joining college for the first time in the spring, or they're still in their final months of high school and they're going to be joining in the fall. So basically, anybody joining college for the first time. This is also for a project. So there will be a clip at the end on somebody else's perspective that goes to a different college in a different state. She's a real close friend of mine. She may or may not be speaking on it. I don't know. I sent her a message, told her everything and what was up. So let's get right on with this. So, like I previously said, towards August, I talked about kind of how my experience was going as far as college is concerned. And now that I am completing finals and it's December, I thought that I would like to speak on how college has been. And now that I kind of just know what college is about, what can I do to better myself next semester, and the advice that I can give those who are starting college for the first time. Going into college, do not expect anything. Do not expect the best. Do not expect the worst. You need to go into college with a clear mind. Do not expect that you're going to get straight A's. I thought I was, but that's not the case. I am trying my best, but just walk into college with an empty mind, and I promise you, the rest of your years at college will be okay. Expecting the worst or the best can really lead to downfalls that you weren't expecting. And I get it, like, college has its moments, whether you were expecting it or not, but still, go in with a clear mind, a positive attitude, and I promise you everything is going to be better. Now, another thing that I would like to talk about is your schoolwork. You are in charge of you, and I cannot stress that enough. You are in charge of you. Yes, you may come across professors that really care about your education and really want to help you succeed. But then again, you also have those that have this nonchalant attitude and they just say, you know, I've been here before, I've done my work, you are on your own, buddy. And that is my mother. My mother is a professor at the university that I attend, and that's how she is. She does not care. She has the mindset of, I've done this before, I don't need to do it again, you are on your own. My mom is very strict about her stuff, but at the same time, she doesn't care. But yeah. So, with that being said, stay on top of your work. Do not procrastinate. Please don't procrastinate, because I am procrastinating and it's really, you know, not going so great. Yeah, so please take that advice from me and take that advice from other students who also procrastinated. I mean, I'm definitely going to get my work done, do not get me wrong, but procrastination does nothing for you, and it can become really overwhelming and stressful, and it can really put you off on the wrong track because you're trying to hurry through everything and it's not going to be as good as you want it to be. Now, I'm actually starting my stuff at a decent time in kind of a way. I have a little bit to really just get things finished. I have today, really the rest of today and all day tomorrow. That is my goal, is to have everything done by 5 p.m. tomorrow, even though I have until 11:59, but still, that doesn't matter. Do not procrastinate. Stay on top of your work. So, for example, if your professor is talking about an upcoming project, go ahead and start thinking about what you can do, what you can write about, or what you can say, or present. You know, go ahead and start brainstorming and just having ideas, so that when you have to turn in a rough draft for whatever you have, you can go ahead and get that done. And so when your final comes around, you can ask questions, meet with tutors, meet with other professors that can kind of help you out, do peer reviews with other students that may be taking the same class, or just like honor students, or like if you have your own personal tutor, then just make sure that, or it'll be more assuring, I guess you can say, that you know that when you have to turn in your final, it'll be perfect. It'll be exactly where you want it to be, and you'll most likely get an A for that. Just one second. I have like everything written in my notes right now, as I typically do, from what y'all know. So moving on to the next thing, really know your time management. It can become tricky where you may be taking 3, 4, 5 classes and you have projects in all of those classes. And it can become stressful. Do not focus on one thing at a time. And I know that just sounds way out of hand, like that's something you don't want to do. But literally take 2 hours to focus on one project, another 2 hours to focus on another project, another 2 hours to focus on another, and you get it. So that you can turn in everything at once, and it can just be done, you know? Like, it can just be over with and fine. I know that like time management, it's a biggie, but at the same time it's not as big as the other things that I've been mentioning. You guys, Please listen to your advisors. Your advisors are going to know so much about your next 4 to 5 to 6 years in college, depending on what you want to do. They are going to help you through so much. Your advisors are going to tell you exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, who you need to call, where you need to go, what time. Like, they are going to be your backbone in college. Your advisors will basically be your life. So please take advantage of that. Please take advantage of the tutoring stuff that you can go to, study halls. Please. Just take advantage of the little things that are being offered to you. Don't ever just shrug it off because you think you know what you're doing. Even if you have an A in that class, still go to tutoring. That is something that I do really regret. I did go to tutoring a few times, but I just ended up with a bad experience. And of course, because of my lack of communication, it kind of put me in the predicament I am in. I really just ignored a lot of the opportunity that I was given, and that was a huge mistake on my end. And that is something I'm definitely going to change next semester, is that even if I have an A in that class, I'm still going to go to tutoring every week, at least like twice a week. I'm going to find some time somewhere to make the tutoring happen. I'm trying to think. Just take that advice personally from me. Like I said, I regret it. I really don't regret anything in my life, but that's just one thing I do regret, is not being able to take those advantages while I had them in the palms of my hands. We have tutoring for free. It's not like I had to pay to go. I just had to go for like 30 minutes twice or three times a week, and I chose not to. I chose not to go because I had a bad experience the first two times that I went, and that really kind of destroyed a lot of things, like, currently. But we're pushing through. We're making it to the best that we can make it. Basically, my advice to those starting college, or they need that extra push through college: you've got this. More than anything, that you've got this. If you're scared, don't be. I was scared, but now that I really think and look on it, I really question myself why I was in the first place, because there was nothing to be scared about. There was nothing to worry about. College is okay. And as long as your head is on your shoulders and you just have your head above the water, you are going to be okay. If you walk into it positive and keep being positive even on the darker days, you're going to be okay. Always take the advantages that you have and use them wisely. Especially if they are sitting at the palm of your hands, just grab them and own them. take all the advantages you have because I promise you it's worth it in the end. Don't be the person to just shrug it off. Keep going because I promise you, stopping isn't going to get you anywhere at all. If anything, I hope somebody learns something from this. And yeah. I hope whoever is starting college, if you listen to this, you've got this, like I said. I hope your college experience as a first year or first semester, first year will be better than mine. But yeah, forever and always. Bye.